Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. China has reported at least 2,000 new cases of the coronavirus, a steady increase from the day before. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Nearly all of the new cases reported Monday were inside Hubei province, where the virus began and where nearly three-fourths of cases still are. Over the last week and a half, the number of suspected cases waiting to be diagnosed has dropped more than threefold. Chinese officials say this means rigid controls across the entire country have successfully begun containing the COVID virus to one province. Critics say the slowing rate of the outbreak spread may instead reflect how strict quarantine measures have trapped people inside and away from medical help. There is also widespread distrust of the official numbers. On Thursday, Hubei officials began releasing data on a new category of so-called clinical COVID cases, causing a huge one-time spike in numbers. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Hundreds of Americans are now back on their way to the U.S. They'd been stuck on a cruise ship in Japan for days under quarantine because of the virus. One of them was Cheryl Molesky of Syracuse, New York.
We're just ready for the next step on this crazy journey that we've been taking and seeing what happens next.
She spoke with ABC before getting on a plane chartered by the State Department. She and the others will be quarantined in the U.S. for another 14 days. Residents of Mississippi are packing up and moving out in preparation for what may be one of the worst floods in the state's history. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Kobe Vance reports.
Friends and neighbors are placing sandbags around the home of Florence and Raymond Frazier. The water level has risen within inches of their home in Jackson. Florence Frazier says a social media post brought a community together to try and save her home.
We have over 50 people here helping us, and it's really taken a village to do this because the water's coming in so quickly. I don't know what we would have done without their support.
The governor of Mississippi has declared a state of emergency, and more than 2,500 homes and businesses are expected to see flooding. Dozens of roads across the state have been closed, including several lanes on one of the state's major interstates. For NPR News, I'm Kobe Vance in Jackson, Mississippi.
The bodies of two men were recovered in Colorado Sunday, a day after they were buried by an avalanche near Vail. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg reports.
A total of three men, all riding motorized snow bikes, were caught in the avalanche Saturday afternoon in rural Eagle County in western Colorado. According to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, the slide was more than 600 feet wide. One of the riders was able to dig himself out and go for help, but the other two were pushed into a gully and completely buried. They're the third and fourth avalanche deaths in the state this winter. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Kremlin, Colorado.
This is NPR News from Washington. General Motors says it's closing its operations in Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand. In a statement released Sunday, the automaker says it's part of a plan to exit markets that don't produce adequate returns on investments. At the Munich Security Conference, France says the European Union should move toward greater defense autonomy, while some other EU countries support the U.S. position of bolstering NATO. The BBC's Mike Saunders reports the tension is prompting one EU leader to warn greater autonomy would require an appetite for power and a willingness to act.
Munich offered a platform for frank speaking. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, took it. He said the EU badly needed to build a strategic vision so disparate member states could look at the world the same way. He lamented the EU's insistence on unanimity before intervening overseas, saying it meant paralysis. The Polish Foreign Minister Jacek Czaputowicz urged Europe to stick with the United States. He called it absurd and dangerous to countenance a role for Russia in European security structures. But the Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio said there was no denying that Russia was a key player.
The BBC's Mike Saunders. One of the remaining crew members of the USS Arizona who survived the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor has died. His family said Donald Stratton died in his sleep Saturday at his home in Colorado Springs. He'd been in poor health since contracting pneumonia. A Facebook post said one of his final wishes was that people remember Pearl Harbor and the men aboard the USS Arizona. Donald Stratton was 97. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.